Welcome to everyone, Bezal Hashem. Continue with Tveris Yisrael Maral, issue number 20 in Perik Zayin, on page Kuf Tes Zayin, in the Rabbi Hartman edition. The learning for the Maral Shir and the Day of Learning has been sponsored by Martin Randall Lishitz from Ma'aleh Adumim, dedicating the Day of Learning in memory of their son, Avigdor Chai Avram Ben Meir Tzvi. Avram Lifshitz, his neshama should continue to have an aliyah.
Amen.
We're discussing the reasons. The mitzvahs hametzarfay sa'adam machmas seyde sichli. The mitzvahs refine a person because of seyde sichli, because of the seyde, the order of the seichel. And we'll explain what this means. Previously in the shiurim over here, we've been discussing how the Rambam has his mahalich. The Ramban is his mahalich, and the Maral does not go with either of those mahalchim. There are fine differences between them, but at the end of the day, the words from the previous page where the Maral says on the Rambam, "Ubavadai ain tam lepirush hazeh." There's no understanding for his pirush. There's the Maral on the Rambam. Strong words. And the Rambam, you should know, says himself, he says like this, whoever tries to give any other reasons, he's making tremendous mistakes. Big mistakes. So this is the Rambam referring to what the Maharal is going to say hundreds of years after the Rambam has already left this world. And what exactly the Rambam and the Ramban said, please listen to the previous shiur for that. The Maharal now addresses something amazing. Why are there Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So, the answer to the question is, because Hashem said so, right? You look in Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph, in the bottom of the Amud, and it tells you what the Sheva Mitzvahs are. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are all Lo Yisaseh. And we had learned previously in the Maral Shir that the purpose of the Lo Yisaseh is to keep the person on the right track. The Lo Yisaseh is not to deviate to the right, not to deviate to the left. Stay focused, stay on the right track. That's the Lois Asay. And the Maral is going to explain that's why specifically there were Sheva Mitzvahs given to the whole entire world at first. Because there are seven different directions, including the point in between in the middle. Up, down, north, everywhere. There's seven directions. And then the point in the middle is the center. And that's to keep everyone focused on doing the right thing. That's why the Maharal is going to explain to us there are seven mitzvahs. But when it comes to a yid, seven is not enough. We need tayag mitzvahs. Or we need the shasa 365 lo yisaseh to make sure we stay on the proper track. Let's read what the word Maharal is saying inside now. Omnam. Ma'asho amar le'nidat toiro rak letzarf habriyos. So now the Maral addresses this medrash that was discussed by the Rambam and the Ramban. The Torah was given only to purify, to refine the Briyos. Ein apirush ki amitzus heim mitzarfim ha'odom b'man sheyadrich ha'odom atzmoy b'midus ha'toyvis v'hagunis. It doesn't mean, which I would have said it means this, and it seems like the Rambam, maybe the Ramban, says the Ramban sounds like more like it means like this also, that the purpose of the mitzvahs are to direct the person in midas tayvos in the proper way of living your life. That's what it's that's sound right, and that's how some rishonim learn what this chazal means. However, the Maral doesn't go with that. Shebazeh yikshe, because now You have a lot of questions that were discussed earlier, and he repeats some of them. That would only work with mitzvahs that you know the reasons for. But mitzvahs that you don't know the reasons for. It's hard to say, says the Maral, that there are mitzvahs that we don't know the reasons for, and those mitzvahs will refine us. How could they refine you? Now, the Rishonim, the Ramban, I believe, was saying that the mere fact that you're doing the mitzvah, that itself is refining you. But the Maral is saying, and you'll see why the Maral is saying this, because according to the Maral, it has to be one complete seder, a picture that has to fit in all sides. And if something's not fitting into the picture, you can't just push it in. You ever have a situation where you try to plug a wire into a computer, and you're just pushing. Before you know it, you push too hard and you crack the pins over there. And then you realize you had it upside down. So that's why it didn't fit. It has to fit perfectly, like a glove, in the world of the Maral. Everything. And the Maral's problem, what's bothering him right now, is that, yes, by the mitzvahs that we understand the reasons for, then you could say it's to refine the person with midos toivos. But the mitzvahs that you don't know the reasons for, how could that help to refine the person? That's what's bothering, one of the things that's bothering my realm. However, ala mitzvahs ba'atzam mitzvah from nefesh ha'odem lohoshi v'yisoh el Hashem. Says the Maral, the mitzvahs ba'atm are mitzarfim nefesh ha'odam. They refine the nefesh ha'odam lehoshiv ha'yisrael Hashem, to bring him back to Hashem. What does this mean, to bring him back to Hashem? Lekach seder Hashem yisbarach elov mitzvahs lo yisaseh. And this is the focus, the word here. And the word is Seder, which is a little dear to me, that word. Seder. Okay. But the Maral is saying that Ki al yidei Seder hazeh, through this order, ha'odom eina yoitze min ha'seder klal, the person will not deviate and get off the track. It's something in my head. I just want to say it. This mushel. You have like a trolley, or you have a train that is on the track, and it rides well. If something happens, and it gets jolted off the track, it's not going to go. This is a disaster. It's not going to work. That disaster. You know, I'll give you another mushel. Another explanation. You take a Google Earth. And you look at the Hashem's beautiful world, and you see the beautiful trees and the beautiful clean water, and you zoom in closer and closer, and the flowers and the colors, the pink, the white, the blue, everything. And you see Hashem's beautiful fish and all the different colors, and you zoom in closer and closer, and then you get to a place on near the water, and you see somebody left a soda can, and you see a boot. And you see the wrapper from the chocolate bar, and you went, what is this disgusting? What is this? What's going on over here? That's a yoytzei min ha-seder. There's a garbage can, that's where the garbage goes. There's a yoytzei min ha-seder. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is beautiful. When the person gets off the track and doesn't put the garbage where it belongs, that's a yoytzei min ha-seder. The loisa say is to keep things on track. And that's why we have mitzvahs loisa say. Therefore, nasim la'adam miyad shiv mitzvahs. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu gave Adam and Rishon immediately, right away, seven mitzvahs. These seven mitzvahs are to keep you focused on track. That's the seven mitzvahs. This is a beautiful, beautiful thought. Kula mitzvahs loisase, and they're all mitzvahs loisase. Kimoy shebi'arnu inyon elu sheva mitzvahs b'chibur gevuras Hashem. As, if you want to see more, he says, take a look at Perek Samach Vav in his Sefer Gevuras Hashem about the sheva mitzvahs. And this is, once again, the more you learn Maral, you see there's a theme that follows throughout his Sfarim. That Adam himself has Seder. Adam himself has a Seder. In fact, if you look at the Sefer Nesiv HaTorah, which means the path, Nesiv is a path, the path of Torah, you'll see it says over there that the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he created everything on the first day, and then and every day he put everything in the right place with a Seder, there's an order. So too, how did Hashem create the world? Chazal tell us, Istakel ba'arayis or bara alma. Istakel ba'arayis, he looked, kiryachol, into the Torah, arayis is the Torah, or bara alma. He looked at the blueprints. The Torah Akdoisha is the blueprint for the world. The same way the world has Seder, so too Torah has Seder. And the Maharal continues to explain, that's why when a person learns, you have to have Seder when you learn. You have to have order when you learn. You have to have Seder in your life. Everything has to have Seder. Sometimes I see people who have a heart in the right place. And they want to learn. And they jumping around. They learn this over here and this over there and that over there. It's a chant. It's a chant of their learning. The heart's in the right place. But without the proper hadracha, without the proper guidance, they're literally everywhere. You know what racquetball is? When you hit the ball on all sides, yeah. Right? So the ball's bouncing everywhere. That's what's going on sometimes. I see it. And the Maharal says, that's not how you learn. There's a seder. There's an order. V'chol asher hu mesuder. And anytime you have that which is mesuder, that which is organized, hayetziya min hasedah shaloi hu bevav panim. Deviation, going off the proper path, can be in six different directions. Vav, six different directions. Kimo shetaymer hanekuda hazois hamiyuchedes b'makom ze. Yesh lo yetziya sheyoytzes min hayichud vahasedah shaloi yemin or l'smol. Person can deviate to the right, to the left, lefnim or l'ocher, going too much ahead, too much behind, lemailu, lemata, up and down. That's six. Ve'elu vav dvarim hey mashi yesh lo netia min hayichud v'haseidu shelo. It's a deviation from the yichud, from the uniqueness, from the one point, the one direction, the point in the middle where it belongs. Aval habitul legamri hu davar zula zeh v'hu inyon shvi. Nimsa shehadavar yesh lo yitzia b'shivet dvarim. And there's a yitzia from that center point. So we discussed six different directions and that center point. V'im ki yizeh shayich b'rechokim hagashmiyim sheyesh el hageshem shishot stodim Elu Asher Amarnu. He says you have this by the physical world, these six different directions, and that center point where you are. Al b'dvarim anivdalu mashayich kol zeh mikomokim timsa gam kein yiminu smol medarashen gashmi. He says you also find that concept of yiminu smol that's not physical, it's also spiritual. Now, once again, do we see where it's going with this? He said that's why we had the Sheva Mitzvahs to keep us focused in this physical world. Not to be deviating, going the wrong direction. I told you the first time I came here to Philadelphia almost 19 years ago to see what it's like here. So I was given directions. And I was given the wrong directions. Instead of going to Philadelphia, went to Atlantic City, in that direction. And remember the person driving the car, he says, are you sure we're not supposed to go to the right? And then by exit 4, you know?
I know exactly where it is.
So I said, I'm just reading directions. No, we didn't have a GPS. Okay, we just, you know, what's a GPS? Okay. So I'm just reading the directions. So So after we're driving for a long time, you know what happens? You know what happens when you drive for a long time? You run out of gas. So we went to a gas station. So as they're filling up, he asked, is it with New Jersey now? So they're putting the gas in the car. So excuse me, sir, where is Bala Kinwood? He started laughing so hard. Like, it's like, you don't go to in New York and ask for like a town in New Jersey, right? You don't do that, you know? So we're asking for a town in Philadelphia, a suburb of Philadelphia, when we're in New Jersey now. You're almost in Atlantic City, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were going the wrong direction. We deviated from the proper path. There was a question that was just asked. I want to share with everyone else on the recording about the directions that we just spoke about, north, east, south, west, up and down, and the center, how that connects to the specific mitzvahs. So hopefully one day we'll find this connection that maybe the morale will make with this, but that is a very nice point to bring out. Now what he's focusing on here is that not just in the physical sense are these different directions existing, but also in the spiritual sense. To explain this, he brings the pasuk lo yisosu mikol advar ma sheyirucho miyamin ismol. Pasuk says, don't deviate mikol advarim from all those things asher yirucho, that which they teach you, yamin ismol, right and left. Hari timsi yamin usmol af shaloi bedvar hagashmi. So the morale says, you see, there is this concept of yamin usmol, right and left, even with that. Even with someone that's not a davar gashmi, the morale is saying, what does it mean? It means don't deviate from the proper path of the mitzvahs. And so you can say by all six different directions. That everything has to be in the right place. And when a person will keep the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, then there's no yitziyah min haseder. Ki pam yoytzei b'dover zeh min yichudo yupam b'hafeichoy. Upam hu bitul elu of legamrei. A person can understand this properly, will understand and appreciate, says the Maral, that the Sheva Mitzvahs keep the person on the right track, on the right path, without deviating in the wrong direction. Once again, in Parag Samach Vav Gevur Hashem, he elaborates on this. Ki yichudu v'seder shloi oimed al yidei shiva, ki iyev shav epochus, you can't have less of a proper order than seven. L'kach hayu loi sheva mitzvahs ma'amidem o'yisai al yichud sheyeshloi. That's all nice and fine and dandy and nice for the Ummah Sa'ilam. But for Klal Yisrael, that's not going to work. So it was just mentioned, when we paused the recorder a second, that by the lulav, when you shake in all directions, but at the end you come back to the center, which is Yichud Shaloidim, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yochid Ba'ilamoy. So then I also wanted to share with you like this. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, this past year, Sukkot Tashin Pei Gimel, I had Siyad Shemayin understanding that when we say Haidu LaHashem Ki Toiv, where do we position the lulav when we say the words Toiv? We position the lulav over our shoulder. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, when you shake the lulav, it's over your right shoulder. Which is what we're saying is like this: Haidu LaHashem, we're thanking Hashem. Give thanks to Hashem Ki Toiv. Hashem is good. When I don't understand it, even when I don't understand it, it's Toiv. Hashem is it's Toiv. That's why specifically we shake the lulav over our shoulder. And similar to what you mentioned by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu once said, Tzaddik v'raloi, how do you understand? Tzaddik suffering, Rosh v'toivloi. What did Hashem say back? You won't see my face, but my choyrai. And the Chassam Sefer says, Meaning that in hindsight, after it happened, you'll see how it's toiv. But you won't always see things going straight forward, how things are good. But we do know is that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. And every loving father takes care of their child. That's Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. When I don't understand, that's what we're thanking. We're thanking Hashem. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. Kili Oilam Chazdoi. Back inside Maral, the Maral said the Shev Mitzvah is good for the Umas Oilam. Omnam Yisrael Am Hashem Hashem Bochar Bahem. When Yisyachdu El Hashem Yisbarach Yoisev Yoisev. Hashem shows us and we are more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyesh Lahem Nefesh Miyuchedes Elokis B'Yoisev. We have this nefesh, this tzemu lakim of a higher madrega. B'yoyser. Nisyachtu oid mitzvahs lo yisasei shehem shasa. We have more mitzvahs lo yisasei, which are 365 to keep us on the right path. Kifi asherhem yuchadim. Nisyachtu yoyser shlo yetsu min asei daroi. So the mere fact that we are closer to Hashem, we have more rules. You know, there are rules by those who are in the royal kingdom, they have rules what they're allowed to do in public. They have rules. Expectations, responsibilities. Alachas kam v'kama. Anu. We who are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are royal. And we have rules. And we can't deviate from the proper path. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there are 365 ways to keep you on the proper path. Avoid nisyachtu b'mitzvus essay, and furthermore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and now there are 248 positive mitzvahs you have to do, because once you're on the proper path, and by the way, this fits in beautifully with the pasuk we said from the Pel Yoyed Shir, because we said, Sor Meira, from Tehillim, Va'asei Toiv. Sor Meira, deviate, go away from the evil, which means stay on the proper path, lo yisaseh, va'aseh toiv, now the aseh, and go do. So first, make sure you're fulfilling the 365.
There's
365
days in the year.
365 days in the year, which we said earlier, correspond to the mitzvahs and to the sun. Ki ha-nefesh yoimenes v'guf noita atzma el ha-teva. Okay, so this is a very important yesoid. This is a very important yesoid. Maral says this numerous times throughout his Sfarim, because the nefesh that's in the goof of the person, the spiritual that's in the physical of being of the body of the person, desires this physical world. Adam is Mei Adama. The name Adam is Mei Adama, from the ground. That's why a person likes to relax. He has a magnetic pull to not want to do anything. To relax, to take it easy. To enjoy this world. Because this is his home field. The nefesh is not in the home field. The guf is his home field. So the guf is drawn to the physical world. V'be'emes nefesh l'kis mimalo. However, really, this being, when you look at somebody, you see a yid. What the yid is comprised of is the nefesh elikis, happens to be in a container of a physical guf. Rakshi oimed is beguf. Tzorich lohitzi oisam in ateva vel yoislo devekas bo yizbarach. Vezehu al idei hamitzus asher maise hamitzus hu lefi aseichel asher mesuder lo'odom. And explains the Maral, you know what the mitzvahs are for. The mitzvahs are to make sure that we focus on the nefesh, on the neshama, and not the guf. And how does that come to fruition? Through the mitzvahs, asher maisa ha-mitzvahs, that the actions of the mitzvahs, hu lefi ha-seicha, it's through the seicha, we'll use the word to translate the intellect, asher misudur lo'odam, which is organized for the person. V'ayidei sh'oise ha-mitzvah, she say their sichli, and this, that the person does the mitzvah, which is the order of the seichel, the order, say the sichli, yesh l'odon devekus besichli, it creates a person, a devekus in the seichel. What's the seichel? Not a human intellect. That's the Torah HaKadosha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoytzei min ha-teva, she'odom oimid boy, v'oz yesh l'odon devekus boy yizbarach. And the person now leaves the physical and connects more to the spiritual, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person connects to the Torah HaKadosh through the mitzvahs of Hashem, and just think about it very simply. Someone gives you a package to mail, to deliver. So you see him afterwards, and he says, "Did you deliver my package?" He says, "Yes, I did." "Oh, thank you so much." The next day, he gives you another package to deliver. And you go in that direction. And you go off a few blocks here, a few blocks there. And you deliver it. It's building this connection between you, the one who did this delivery, we'll call that the mitzvah, and the one who commanded you to do the mitzvah, or instructed you. Person builds that relationship. That's the mitzvahs. But the flip side is the same. The more a person deviates, the more a person deviates from the mitzvahs, he doesn't do the ramach, the 248 asay, and he deviates from the 365, he's severing that relationship. And what happens is, now the person has confusion. He doesn't understand why things are the way they are in the world. Well, you know what happens? Because he's like that trolley who's off the track and starting to trying to still go. It doesn't work. And then you know what happens? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shiftechu mishantecha, as we learn in the Tehillim Shir, Kapitel Chav Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shiftechu mishantecha. He takes the crook, that's the stick that has the little hook, which you explained to me. And just like that little hook brings back the sheep that's straying off the path, and the shepherd brings him back on, so Hashem is taking the crook and bringing the person, trying to bring the person back onto the right track. When I say try, because the person doesn't want to listen. And Hashem says, come back to the proper path. Get back on the trolley. Get back on the train. Get back on the proper path. Make sure you don't deviate from the 365. Mitzvah, I say. Make sure you do the 248. And these crooks come in the physical sense of the world with things happening that are not always so good to the person. And as a parent would call it, a patch. The patch is to keep the child on the proper path. That's what the patch is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a little patch. He takes the crook. Now the patch sometimes might come in the form when the person just buys a new boiler and the day after the warranty expires, it goes. You ever experienced one of those type of things? Hope not, but you know, these things happen.
Car battery,
of course. They know exactly. Someone told me his computer, laptop, the day after the warranty, boom. Well, it's like the day afterwards. You know, he looked up the day when he got it.
They program it.
It stops working the day afterwards. Of course, you spend extra money to get that, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us these little patches. Now, sometimes things happen which is just Ratzon Hashem. We have no idea. We can't make heads or tails of it. We have to understand that. But normally speaking, when we have the little ones here, little ones there, and sometimes not just little ones here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I love you. I want you to get back on track. Keep the mitzvahs? Are we doing the...
Strengthen the connection.
Hashem says, I haven't heard from you in a while. Just this morning, I got a phone call from my daughter in Eretz Yisrael. While I'm on the phone with her, my son in Eretz Yisrael calls me. While I'm on the phone with him, my son in Eretz Yisrael, right, calls me back to back. So I said hello to each one. Wish they called to wish me good shabbos. It's beautiful. I'm so happy that you're in Eretz Yisrael, that you're learning. It's great. And they called me up, wish me good shabbos. It was wonderful. Hashem says, I want to hear from you. So here's the question I ask. How often does Hashem want to hear from us? How often? Every Erev Shabbos? Shalosh Regalim? Hashem wants to hear from us every single second. Hashem loves us so much. Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs, so many details in the mitzvahs, that when we tie our shoes, Hashem says, yes, something so mundane like tying your shoes. Put on the right, put on the left. Tie the left and tie the right. Something so mundane like that. That if you would tie your shoes throughout the day, you have to go wash negel vasa. You just touch the bottom of your shoes. We learned Siman Dalet, right? We learned these halachas. You have to go wash your hands. Because Hashem says, I want to be connected with you. I love you so much. Don't just call me Erev Shabbos. Every single second of the day, be connected. Let's see a little further here. The Zehu Sha'amar, the Medrash tells us, another Medrash we had mentioned, Ma'ichbas Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Bein Sheikhim Netzavra, Bein Sheikhim Ne'orif. We had mentioned, what does make a difference to Hashem when the person does a Shechita Min Netzavra, from the neck, or whether a person does a Shechita from the Eir, from the nape, Bein Oichel Taharis, does Hashem care to say if we eat Taharis, that which is tar pure, Bein Oichel Tameyos? That's Chazal. V'ratzolaymar, now the Maral explains this. Ki ein Hashem yizbarach chavetz b'shchito mitzad ha-shchito ba'atzmo shu dover toiv. Hashem says the Maral, Hashem doesn't necessarily care where they do the shchito because it's something good. Ki ma'ich ma'as lakosh baruch b'shchito ba'atzmo. What does Hashem really care by the shchito itself? Ki achar shu mafsid ha-balchai mali imasido min ha-tzavra min ha-oyrif. After the fact that the living animal is not going to be alive anymore, so the world wasn't created for the animal. What does it make a difference to Hashem? How the life source was taken off an animal? El like nitna toira rak letzarif habriyos kedei shiyam maiseh adam kasher noisin haseida sichli shaloi min Hashem yizbarach. But when a person is doing the mitzvah, he's connecting with his seichel to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's seichel, if you will. He's connecting to the order, the seichel of the mitzvahs. That, says the Maral, when you're connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is mezachich, that is mitzarif, that refines, that purifies the person. So he's not saying, the Maral, that it's not going to refine you. How is it going to refine you? It's because of the seder, because of the seichel, because of the order and the seichel of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu she'amar, imra is tzerufa magen hu l'chalachosim bo'i. The imra is the sayings of Hashem, meaning the sayings of Hashem, meaning the mitzvahs of Hashem, are tzrufa, refine the person. Va'amru in the Medrash Tanchuma, lama sheyei megin olecha, because it protects you. Kolaymar kasher yet tzrufa namshay min hateva hachamris. When a person is tzrufa, kasher yet tzrufa namshay min hateva hachamris, ubazeh yesh ala nefesh adam devegus al Hashem zbarach. When a person is refined, he's controlling the goof. He's controlling the wild bronco that's raging to do what it wants. And how is he controlling it? How is he taming it? Through the shasa, through the ramach. Through fulfilling, keeping on track with the 613 mitzvahs, and the lois asay, 365 lois asay, and 248 asay. But zeh yishloi el nefesh, dveikus el Hashem Yisbarach. He has this connection to Hashem. V'gam Hashem Yisbarach im ha'odam, and Hashem to the person. V'u mogin alecha, soichich alecha, soichich alav. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mogin, is shielding, is protecting. Soichich, like a Lashon, sukas shloimecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spraying the sukkah on you to protect you. A sukkah protects, a sukkah doesn't protect. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting. One more paragraph. Now here in this paragraph, the Maral connects the nefesh, the giryoin, garyon ha'ilon, to the seed of the tree. The seed, asher nizra ba'adama, that's planted in the ground. Who might see ilon the peiros va'olin va'anof? You put the little seed in the ground, and you do the right things. Of course, you daven, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what's called nature, hateva is elokim, same gematria. Who might see comes out a tree and its fruit and its leaves and its branches. And the leaves and the fruit have a specific form. And the peach seed has in it the computer to produce a specific fruit that's similar to the information inside that seed. And the apple for the apple. And the orange for the orange. While Taimar Shim Haya Maitzi Anof Ma'olin Mitsura Cheris Shuze Ra Rak Kikach Gozar Tava Shalagarin. And don't say, while Taimar Shim Haya Maitzi Anof Ma'olin Mitsura Cheris, that if the leaves and the branches bring out a different form, that's something wrong. But that's what Hashem created in that nature, that that seed should produce. With Surah Zoyis, with Toyer Hazeh, with that form and that look, Yaitzi Hagarin Hazeh El Apoyel Hagomer. This Garin, this seed, produces what Hashem wanted it to produce. Ubishlemus Kashe Moitzi Olin Vaperus Kefimash Roy El Ateva Hagarin. When that seed is in the ground and the pit opens up, you take a pitch pit. The pit of the peach, it's almost impossible to open it up. Almost impossible. You take a hammer and smash it, it's almost impossible. Rav Yehuda Miller Zatzal talks about this, but you put it in the earth, and at the right time, it softens up, and because the pit is protecting the little CPU, the brain of the computer, that will now produce a whole nother peach tree. It's phenomenal. Hashem is protecting it in that very hard pit. And when it produces what it's supposed to produce, that's exactly the gzeirah of what Hashem said it should do. K'moy kein atzmoy ha-nefesh. So too is the nefesh. Shehi milamaylo. The nefesh comes from above. The nefesh comes milamaylo. Nefesh elakis mimal. He's zocho utahira, and it's pure. It's pure. It's tahara, tahara. It's tahira. V'nitna begufa adam lamata, and it's put in this pit, if you will, down here in the guf of the adam. V'tzarek shiyotzi oiso el apoyel, and as the Maral started in the beginning of this sefer, we have to make sure we bring out to fruition what we can. And what is that? That's Torah mitzvahs. That's what we birth into the world. Just like that peach tree, for example, drops the peach, and then the pit goes in the ground, and then the seed comes out and produces another peach tree. And then it produces accordingly. So to the nefesh ha'adam, when it learns Torah and it does the mitzvahs, it follows in the proper path. As for the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this neshama down to this world, and through this shleimus, it's showing the completeness. It connects, it clings to its creator, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimayshi ba milamayla. Because that's where it really came from. It came from above. And that's the battle of this world. That's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, focus on the guf. Focus on taiva. Focus on mammon. On desires, on money, on enjoyment of this world. And forgetting about Olam Haba. And the nefesh says, no, enjoy this world in the proper realm of how to enjoy this world. Hashem's gave you this world to enjoy it. Do it properly, use it properly. Person can have a car and drive properly, or in Rahman Litzlan. This is the Maral. This is how the Maral takes the approach. This is how the Maral takes the approach, that the mitzvahs are to the focus on the seder of the seichel of Elokim Mimal, and everything fits in together. And Mitzvah Hashem, continue next time with Alidea Torah HaNefesh B'Poyel Ki'ilon, that through the Torah, the Nefesh brings itself out just like the tree.